Summer in the city, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul has called an extraordinary session of the state legislature yesterday. She planned to have lawmakers pass bills dealing with the recent Supreme Court ruling, making it easier to get a permit to carry a gun in public. But after a day of tense negotiations, the legislature packed it in without putting anything to a vote. Here to discuss is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
So what happened up there in Albany at the Capitol? Why didn't anything get done?
That's a great question. Lawmakers, they were supposed to go into session around noon yesterday, but right away there were signs that things might go awry. The governor had said the day before that they had agreed on the broad strokes of gun control measures they would pass in response to that Supreme Court decision. But behind the scenes, she was still negotiating the specifics with the Democrats who control the legislature. They spent all day yesterday behind closed doors haggling over the specific bill language. And then the Senate finally called it quits around 1 a.m. The Assembly followed suit, and now they're scheduled to give it another go later this morning. And just after 3 a.m., Governor Hochul finally did release that bill language to the public. So now it's looking like everything is squared away, and lawmakers will put it to a vote later today.
So, John, tell us about this bill. What are Governor Hochul and legislative leaders trying to do here?
Basically, the Supreme Court made it easier for people to get a permit to carry a concealed gun in public. The court did give the state some wiggle room, though, to, you know, essentially prevent guns in quote-unquote sensitive places like schools and government buildings. And now Governor Hochul and lawmakers are really trying to test that limit. They're going to make it a felony to take a gun into a sensitive place. And the list of sensitive places is really quite long. Let me just rattle off some of that right here. There's government buildings, healthcare facilities, public parks, zoos, playgrounds, bars, educational institutions, places of worship, public transit, including the New York City subway system. And also of interest to the city, it looks like Times Square is on the list, at least as of last night. So guns would be banned there as well. I should say, too, anybody who carries a gun into one of those sensitive places could be charged with a nonviolent felony.
And John, what about businesses? Will someone with a concealed carry permit be able to walk into a business with a gun?
Short answer is no on that, unless the business owner explicitly welcomes it. The governor and lawmakers, this bill is going to make it a felony to carry a firearm onto private property unless the property owner has signage that basically says firearms are welcome here. And that's a big deal because it would create this presumption that private businesses do not allow guns on their property. And the business owner would have to take the extra step of saying, yes, you can bring guns in here. Here's a sign saying as much. There's also going to be a number of changes to the permitting process for concealed carry guns. For one thing, concealed carry permit holders are going to have to renew their permits every 3 years. And they're also going to have to complete at least 16 hours of training.
So, John, was the only thing on the agenda gun control, or was there something else that the lawmakers want to react to?
Originally, it was only gun control, but now it's looking like they're also going to be reacting to the Supreme Court decision on abortion. Governor Hochul added that to the agenda just before 3 a.m., and now it's looking like they're going to enshrine abortion rights and maybe contraception rights into the state constitution. We should also note that Governor Hochul signed a 2-year extension of Mayor Adams' control over the New York City school system last night. That's critical because it was due to expire at midnight.
WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell joining us this morning. John, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.